listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radios, USA-365.com. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urant is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Hi, I'm Gabe Woodward for Internet Radio USA-365.com. And we know we have lots of listeners tuning in across the region, around the state of Indiana and beyond. Your emails and letters are a great source of encouragement to us. In fact, Mark Smith, Frank Sprankle, and I invite you to email us with any comments or feedback you may have on our coverage, or perhaps you'd like to simply wish the Bulldogs good luck for the remainder of the season. Let us know who you are and where you're located, and we'll be happy to pass along your greetings in a future Internet radio broadcast. You can email us at usa365@ameritech.net. That's usa365@ameritech, ameritech.net. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice.
The debate about sports specialization by high school athletes continues. Some argue that high school athletes who play one sport all year long have a better chance of landing a lucrative pro contract. But that's simply not true. In fact, 30 of the 32 first-round picks in last year's NFL draft played more than one sport in high school. Of the 32 players drafted, 22 also participated in high school track and field. 19 also played basketball. Some also played baseball and lacrosse. What's the path to success for high school athletes here in Indiana, no matter what their goals might be? Study hard. Always do your best. And if you can, play more than one sport in high school. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radios, USA-365.com.
All right, we welcome you back to Crown Point High School for the Crown Point Bulldogs postgame show. Dave Woodworth here as Frank Sprankle stepped away for a few minutes to try to talk to some of the coaches and players after the game, get some quotes for our web story that will be coming up later this weekend. Let's take a look at the scoring. First of all, the final score for tonight's game, Crown Point 70, Michigan City 46. And for the Michigan City Wolves, the visiting team, scoring-wise, Desmond Hawkins finishing up with 3 points. And it was Omarion Hatch with 13. Cormac McLendon with 1. Evan Bush with 5. Jalen Bullock with 2. Donye Grant with 2. Javon France with 3. And Javion Reed with 3. And Rayshon Howard with 14. Total rebounds for the team tonight, 23 for Michigan City, 11 on offense, 12 on defense, and 12 turnovers on the night, and 5 steals. Take a look at the stats for Crown Point tonight. Matt Hanlon with 2 points, Ty Smith with 7. And then it was Sam Snodgrass with apparently 19 points for Sam Snodgrass. I had him for 20, so I must have made a mistake there somewhere. And then Sam Kretz, apparently with 5. I had him only down for 3. Okay, so a little discrepancy there. Elias Jared Emos with 18 points. and Sam Decker with 19. And I think that should add up to 70. Other statistics of significance, the Bulldogs credited for 2 steals, 9 team turnovers. Looks like there were 13 assists credited in that offensive performance for the Bulldogs. And total rebounds for Crown Point, 26. 4 offense and 2 on the 20 on the 22 on the defensive side for a total of 26 rebounds. So total rebounds, Crown Point out rebounding Michigan City 26 to 23. Pretty close there on the rebounding side. 3-point shooting tonight. Crown Point 11 out of 19 apparently on the game for 57.9%. Yeah, they were hitting those 3-point shots pretty well tonight. Total field goal percentage for the game for Crown Point, 25 out of 39, 64.1%. A little bit cooler in the second half, just 9 out of 18 for 50% after that blistering hot first half when they made 16 out of 21 shots for 76% in the first half. Shooting percentage for Michigan City, first half 13 out of 23 for 56%. In the second half, 5 out of 24, disappointingly much lower in the second half. And that's really that, along with the turnovers, spelled the doom in the second half for the Michigan City Wolves tonight. On the game, just 18 out of 47 shooting for 38.3%, and 3-point shooting just 1 out of 11 for 9.09% there. During the game, Crown Point had the biggest lead of 26 points, I guess, at one point. There were no lead changes. Crown Point led the entire way, no ties. Longest run would have been a 13-2 run for the Dogs. Wolves had a 6-0 run at one point for their best run of the night. So those are some of the key statistics on the evening for Crown Point and for Michigan City. I'd like to take a look at our program schedule again. I'll let you know what our next broadcast will be. Of course, earlier this evening, it was the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs with a 51-47 win over the Lady Wolves for their 17th consecutive win tonight for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. The Lady Bulldogs will be back on the air again on Thursday night, January 10th. We'll be following them over to Munster High School for 7 p.m. tip-off. Pre-game show set to go at 6:45 p.m. And then on Friday night, 1 week from tonight, it'll be Crown Point boys basketball at Merrillville, taking on the Pirates. And that'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off, 6:45 pregame show. And then on next Saturday, the 12th, another girls basketball game, Crown Point at Merrillville again, for the Lady Pirates hosting the Lady Bulldogs. Again, a 7 p.m. contest, 6:45 on the pregame show. Just looking ahead on the season, we are planning to cover the Crown Point Bulldogs, both the girls and the boys, throughout the playoffs. As long as they remain in contention, we'll be following them through the playoffs. So we invite you to check back at our website at usa-365.com to catch the stories and the pictures and, of course, the audio archives for each of these broadcasts that we bring to you each week. So, again, the final score here tonight, Crown Point 70, Michigan City 46. I'll tell you what, let's take one more break here and thank our sponsors for helping us out. And we'll be back with a final word after these words.
Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball on IndianaDesports.com and USA-365.com has been brought to you by Edward Jones and financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234. And located at 420 Maryville Road in Crown Point, call Mike Dexter for all your investment needs today. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM The Lakeshore and online at lakeshorepublicradio.org. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Visit his website at adamdeckerlaw.com. David Uran, mayor of the city of Crown Point, is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on IndianaDesports.com. and by The Breeze, the world's easy listening leader, The Sea Breeze, the world's greatest vocals, WFLM.us, the world's finest listening music, musical memories with music of the 50s and the 60s, and The Lake Breeze and The Cool Breeze, all streaming easy listening music 24 hours a day at thebreeze.com. Thank you for listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Basketball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? When you're working for a mover and shaker with strong ties to our community, who are they? When you encounter a group of people eager to roll up their sleeves, who are you most likely to work with? Answer: men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Taking the initiative, being a good teammate, sacrificing personal growth for the greater good. These are qualities we expect of our leaders, and they're all being cultivated in the high schools right here in Indiana. Question: so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer: high school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association, Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Uran always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities as guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs Basketball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com. All right, we're back again for a final time here at Crown Point High School. Dave Woodworth and Frank Sprinkle still talking with some of the coaches and players, getting some quotes for our weekend story that we'll be posting here in another day or so. Let's take a look at some of the scores elsewhere from around the region. Of course, Crown Point over Michigan City, 70-46 tonight here at Crown Point High School. And looking at some of the other scores from around the state and the region, let's see if we can stay close to the region here. I'm looking at some scores here. There's a lot of scores from downstate, of course. The time right now, about 4 minutes to 9 o'clock, and we got a little bit of an earlier start here tonight at Crown Point. We do have a score from the LaPorte Lake Central game. LaPorte did defeat the Lake Central Indians 53-42 tonight in another Lake Athletic Conference contest. Hammond Knoll over Hanover Central 69-56. And Gary Westside over Bowman Academy 58-40. Crown Point had also played Bowman Academy actually in their opening game of the season. Back on November 21st, the Bulldogs won that one 49-44, so there's a little bit of a reference point for you. John Glenn defeating Triton tonight 39-30. Couts over North Judson 75-48. And Penn defeats South Bend Adams 86-73. And it was Tipton over Yorktown, 53-35. Valparaiso defeating Portage tonight, 84-50. That was the other Doomlin Athletic Conference contest. Of course, Valparaiso looking really good this year. They, in fact, are in the ratings for the both polls this season. In the AP Class 4A poll, they are rated number 16. And had an 8-3 record going into tonight's game with Portage. And in the other poll, the IBCA coaches poll, they are ranked number 13. So the only other team in the Doolin Athletic Conference that is rated anywhere is Chesterton with an 8-2 record in the IBCA coaches poll. Chesterton had an 8-2 record going into tonight's action.
We're just checking to see if we have a score from Chesterton. No, I don't see one yet. They may still be playing. We have a few tournament games going on as well around the state. In the Greene County Invitational, Linton-Stockton over Shackamack, 94-37. Bloomfield over Eminence, 56-48. In the Hendricks County Tournament, it's Avon over Tri-West, 78-43. Brownsburg over Plainfield, 72-52. Then in the Shelby County Tournament, Morristown over Waldron, 67-46. And Triton Central over Southwestern of Shelbyville, 49-38. The Sugar Creek Tournament had Western Boone over Southmont, 59-40. And Crawfordsville over North Montgomery, 49-35. In the Wayne County Tournament, that got a little bit of a later start, so no final in that contest yet. And looks like South Newton at Watseka, Illinois, that had a later start as well. Twin Lakes over Benton Central, 61-53, just downstate here a ways. And Wabash over Southwood, 87-58. I'm just checking one more time here to see if there's any other schools from the region that are in the final scores, and I don't see any. A little bit to the east of us, Concord over Goshen, 48-36. Just checking one more time here if there's as I scroll through the scores. Once again, we'd like to thank you for joining us in our broadcast tonight here from USA-365.com. And the gymnasium here at Crown Point High School gradually emptying out here a little bit. And there's just a few sports writers remaining here in the gym. And maybe we can catch Coach Clint Swan here, too, if we can catch his eye. But so thank you for being with us. Oh, here's one from downstate in the Indianapolis area. Gruen Catholic defeats Indianapolis Chatard 60-54. And we have Clint Swan is coming in this direction. Maybe we can talk to him for just a few minutes. Coach Swan, thanks for joining us here for a few minutes after the game. A great game, a good start tonight. This is the first time I saw the boys basketball team this season, and boy, I was pleased with what I saw. A lot of crisp passing and shooting, especially that first half. Wow, over 76% shooting for the Bulldogs tonight against a very athletic Michigan City team.
Yeah, when we shoot the ball like that, I look like a really smart coach. And,
yeah.
our guys did a great job. They took great care of the basketball, got consecutive stops, and we were able to string together a great first half there.
Yeah, that was congratulations on tonight's game. You know, we didn't have a chance to. I didn't hear too much about the tournament downstate in Nobleville. There were three games that Crown Point played in, and they were close games. I looked the scores. Wow, I don't think I've seen this before. Unfortunately, you lost all three games, but all three games were losses by 2 points in every single game.
We were really pleased with how we played.
Yeah.
Of course, we would have liked the outcome to have been a little bit different.
Sure.
Okay, but we were really pleased with how we performed. And, you know, we came back. I think people were trying to steer clear of me a little bit. They thought I was going to be so upset, but, you know, I was pleased with how it went, and I felt like we got better throughout the week and came back and responded well today.
Yeah, those are solid teams that you played. New Albany, Chesterton, obviously, in the Doolin Athletic Conference. They're in the state rankings, I noticed here this past week.
Sure.
And then of course, Northridge. I heard that the Northridge was a little bit of disappointment there, leading early and then.
Yeah, you know what? That one's on me. We didn't really have those guys ready to go for the defense that they played on us. It was the third game in 2 days, but you know, it's how it goes. You know, we were right there at the end, had a chance to win, and I think it was something that we learned from.
Yeah. There's always something to learn, whether you win or lose. You think about it a little bit more when you lose. Why did we lose?
Exactly.
You know, what can we do better next time? Well, next week, the next game is not until next Friday, so you have opportunity for some practice between now and the Maryville game at Maryville. You're just starting. This is the first Doolin Athletic Conference game of the conference season. Mm-hmm. And the conference looks obviously very strong on the green side of the conference over there in Porter County with the Valpo. They look really good. And How do you see the conference shaping up for the Bulldogs and everybody else?
It's another typical year. A lot of parity. You know, of course, Valpo is the one everybody's looking at right now. But, you know, up and down the line, there's no days off. And everybody's going to have to be ready to play. And I think winning on the road is going to be the key, you know. And it was tough for Michigan City coming all this way tonight. And it's going to be tough for us next week at Merrillville. But hopefully we can find a way to get it done.
Yeah. Well, that's you've got your work cut out for you here. You've got the first third of the season pretty much under your belt, but the conference season now, and then you look at the schedule here. The playoffs start at the end of February already, and that's not that far away.
Be here before we know it.
About six weeks away. So tonight, I was impressed really with all of your players. So everyone looked pretty sharp tonight. I don't know if there was
everybody who played contributed. Everybody who played looked sharp. It was kind of a perfect storm tonight. I told John after the game, I said, we'll never shoot it like that again. We both laughed, but hopefully we can keep getting better and build on this and take this momentum into next week.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Coach. That's Clint Swann. Appreciate you joining us for a few minutes after the game, and we just really enjoy covering you guys. You guys do a great job. Well, that's Clint Swann, head coach for the Crown Point Bulldogs, and he had a great win tonight against Michigan City, score of 70-46, some hot shooting, and Frank Sprankle has now joined us at our broadcast position after making the rounds and talking to a few of the players, a few of the coaches, and Frank, we've already pretty much thanked all our sponsors for their help in getting us to broadcast this game and all of our games through the season. Any final observations or comments from yourself and your perspective on this first game that we've covered for the Crown Point Bulldogs, both the girls and the boys tonight?
Dave, you couldn't. First of all, I'll reiterate what I said early on before the game began, right before tip-off. These doubleheaders are such a great atmosphere. Honestly, why we don't see more of them, and I really wish we did, is kind of disappointing, because here you are on a weekend night, maybe a Friday or even a Saturday, whether it be a night or an afternoon. These doubleheaders would really do a community great sense to have the high school. I don't know if it's the high school schedule or whatnot, but I would like to see more of them be put on. It's kind of disappointing that you don't have many of these boy-girl doubleheaders. I know this is our second one, if you include the Victory Christian doubleheader. So personally for me, not all the time, but certainly I wish we could see more doubleheaders, not just from Crown Point or whoever, but from schools across the state. You couldn't ask for a better night of basketball from the Crown Point Bulldogs teams. The Lady Bulldogs, it wasn't easy against Michigan City. Who knows if we will see them down the stretch in a regional round. But the Crown Point Bulldogs, the Lady Bulldogs, had some struggles early going, but good to see Jessica Carruthers pull it down the stretch. And certainly for fans of the Crown Point Bulldogs, this community, from now until 2022, they're going to be blessed to see such a great talent only emerge. And who knows how better she's going to get over the next few years. Yeah. As far as the Crown Point Bulldogs, the boys' side of things, boy, they needed this win, because you look at what had happened over at Noblesville. Very disappointing to come out with three games, not win one, but be in all of them. They lost each game by 2 points.
Yeah.
And to start off this schedule with a conference win, who knows how good of this Bulldog team, how good this Crown Point Bulldog team can play. I know you talked to Clint Swann. I talked to him earlier. I did ask him about the schedule, because you do look at the schedule, including the night. You do start a whole range of conference games. I believe it's out of the next five, including the night, four games are within the DAC. If you ask me, this is potentially a crucial part of the Bulldog schedule, because you look at the conference, wanting to win the conference. You need to set the tone early. You do have the tone early with four conference games out of the next five. You've already accomplished this game tonight, winning against Michigan City. So I don't know who, it depends on who you ask. My opinion, this is a crucial schedule for the Bulldogs. And let's take it on the road to Merrillville next week, but let's first go with the girls to Munster the night before.
All right, so our next broadcast is indeed next Thursday, and we'll be on the air at about 6:45 p.m. Or so, and we invite you to join us Thursday night for Crown Point at Munster High School Girls Basketball, and then next Friday, High School Boys Basketball, Crown Point at Merrillville, and then next Saturday, Crown Point Girls Basketball at Merrillville. So 3 nights in a row of action right here on USA-365.com. All right, with that, it's about time to fire up the closing theme here, Frank. And we'd like to thank our team that helps put all of this together. Of course, our president of Meyer Broadcasting, John Meyer, and his support. Yours truly, Dave Woodworth, the executive producer of these broadcasts and coordinator of our website, USA-365.com. Frank Sprinkle, our play-by-play man, of course, preparation for all of these broadcasts and helping out with the sales as well. And, of course, our friend in time across the years and ages, Mark Smith, our resident sports writer, and we appreciate his contributions as well. So thank you for joining us tonight. Again, our final score, Crown Point 70-46 over Richmond City and the boys, and 51-47, the Lady Bulldogs over the girls of Michigan City. For all of us, I'm Dave Woodworth. Thanks again, and have a great weekend, everyone. Good night.